You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. Big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Zondervan, a revered and reliable source for transformative and inspirational content. Support this podcast by visiting zondervan.com and find your next favorite book. Now, let's get into today's show.
Gents, this is Kirby Minnick, aka Kirby is a Boss here, and welcome to the Bought and Beloved podcast. I am so excited that y'all are here for another episode. First of all, thank you so much for your support. We had over, 1,000 downloads or listens or something like that on the very first episode, the trailer. So thank you for that. That's incredible. We climbed to number 13 on the charts in religion and spirituality in less than the first 24 hours, which is crazy. So thank you for that. Also, thank you for everyone who is subscribing, who is rating this 5 stars and leaving the sweetest comments. Y'all are just making my day. Thank you for that. And for those of you who remember, if you listened to the very first one, I opened up an email known as bottandbeloved@gmail.com. That's bottandbeloved@gmail.com. And I invited you guys to send in whatever questions it was that you had, if you needed advice or literally whatever that I could just chime into, speak over, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak over. And you guys took that opportunity and ran with it. So thank you for everyone who has been sending in questions. I looked through a bunch of them. And a couple of questions that I received multiple submissions on, or a topic that I received multiple submissions on, was over the topic of doubt. So one email that specifically stuck out to me was written by a girl named Sophia from Chile. So first of all, so stinking cool that this podcast is reaching people from literally all over the world. So this is what she wrote in. So she wrote, "What can I do when lies come to my mind and cause me to doubt God? I know who he is and that he is totally real, but even so, these lies manage to confuse me and make me feel guilty because of the doubt that they sometimes cause." So that's what Sophia from Chile wrote in. First of all, thank you, Sophia, for sharing this with us today and being vulnerable with putting this out there, because you are not the only one struggling with doubts. And I truly hope and pray that the Holy Spirit brings you peace and a really good word through this podcast, along with everybody else who's listening and who is chiming in, or whoever wrote in a similar request, because I got multiple. There was a girl from Germany who wrote in about the very same issue and multiple others, but I thought, Sophia, you worded this very well, so I wanted to use yours. So I wanted to take a moment to address this because I completely understand where you're coming from with this. About 2 years ago, I went through a really rough season of life where Satan was really attacking me with my doubts, and I felt so anxious from my doubts, and it was like turmoil in my head, and I completely understand. And I'm sure that there are many other people listening to this that relate, and I don't think that it is a false accusation for me to assume that every Christian ever has faced conflicts of lies and of doubts and of feeling guilty because of these things. I mean, we can sometimes fall into this notion and this belief that, oh, because I'm a Christian now, I have to have it all together. I can never doubt. I can never question. I can never do these things. But we're human, and it's an innate desire and thing within us to question and to seek. But there comes a time, and there can come a place where we fall into this turmoil of doubt, and that is what I want to address today. So I'm going to unpack a lot of key truths for us today. So if you're taking notes, get ready. It's going to be awesome. First of all, let's talk about what doubt is. The definition of doubt is that doubt is a lack of certainty. Doubt is when you feel uncertain about something, or you're not assured, or you have hesitation. So for instance, doubt could look like, oh God, if I give you this relationship, will you really move and work in this area of my life? Can I actually trust you with this? Lord, if I resist this temptation that's pulling me in, will I really find satisfaction aside from that? Jesus, if I obey your commands instead of conforming to the ways of this world, will I really be secure in your love alone? Christ, if I step out on a limb and trust you with the bottom end of my finances, will you really provide for me? I'm sure that we can all locate an area of our life where we have doubted God, where we have doubted his character, doubted his abilities, doubted his promises. And why? Time and time again, we see in Scripture God being faithful in everything that he does, right? So why is it that we fall into doubt? Now, for some of you, you might feel like all you do is doubt while you see other Christians living life to the fullest and freedom from doubt and all this stuff. My friends, we have all fallen into doubt. You are in good company. But let's look at the root of our doubts. If you took the time to peel back the doubts that you are believing about who God is or what he's able to do or what he's promised you, you will see that doubt sparks from an insecurity and a lie. John 8:44 states how Satan is the father of lies. He seeks to deceive us, to throw us off course, and to mess with us in every single way possible. Let's remember that John 10:10 says the thief comes to what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Meanwhile, Jesus has come so that we may have life, and life to the fullest. Satan will come to steal from you with lies. Satan will come to kill you with lies. Satan will come to destroy you with lies. He will try and shake you up and make you feel insecure and begin trusting in things outside of God, which is a lie. And that is when we fall. That is when we stumble. That is when we begin feeling anxious because our security isn't in a firm foundation anymore. This is not a war against flesh and blood that we are fighting, my friends. It is of soul and spirit. It is of heart and mind. Our minds are at spiritual warfare. Our hearts are at spiritual warfare. And we need to be able-bodied, fully equipped, able-minded if we want to fight off the schemes of Satan and his lies. We must recognize the enemy first and foremost that we are up against. If you want to know how to fight a war, you need to know who you are up against and what they're fighting with. And our enemy that we're fighting is Satan, and his weapon is lies, is twisting truth. Please hear me on this. Satan's words, everything that he utters, is a deceitful lie to try and trip you up and fall down. In contrast to that, though, God's words, y'all, full of life, full of truth. The word of God is truth. Psalm 119:160, the sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. John 17:17, sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. Do you want some verses to pull out of your arsenal when Satan is attacking you or when you need some truth in your life? John 10:10 and John 17:17, my friends. John 10:10 reveals the truth about Satan's schemes, and John 17:17 reveals the truth about God. So write those down, put that in your heart, in your arsenal of verses and weaponry, so whenever Satan tries to shoot those flaming arrows and darts at you, you have something to deflect it with. Remember those verses, my friends, John 10:10 and John 17:17. Now, if we can get it into our heads and our hearts that God's word is true, 100% truth, then Satan's schemes will become so apparent to us. When we know the truth, it is so easy to spot the lie. If we truly know the word of God and believe it, believe that he is for us, that he fights for us, that all things work for the good of those who love him, that he fully loves you, that he smiles down upon you, that he bought your salvation so you don't have to work for it or try to earn it in vain, that he's a conqueror, that he is a healer, that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength, that he is all of those things and more. If you believe that, not only know it in your head, but believe it in your heart, you will be able to recognize Satan's lies. The moment that it comes across your mind, that it's whispered in your ear, that it is laid before you. If you know the truth, you can spot the lie. And if you believe the truth, you will have no reason to doubt. Lies feed into our doubt, and Satan wants you to take his little flaming arrows of lies and run with them so that you can get caught up in this wildfire of chaos, of mental turmoil, of anxiety, and of guilt. But know that Jesus, he is living water that puts out the chaotic fires. Amen. He will do that today for you. He will do that today, right now. He will pour out his living water of truth over the wildfire of lies that have taken you by storm. And he will supplement it with peace, with clarity, with truth that surpasses all understanding.
Let's take a quick break to hear from a sponsor.
Too often the world speaks words of harm, and too often we believe them. So we live stories God never intended for us. Yet God longs to rewrite and redeem your story. Tiffany Kilgore, founder of the lifestyle and design boutique House of Belonging, grew up in a broken home before marrying at the tender age of 16. Years later, divorced and with three small children, she remarried. The seasons that followed brought two more children, another broken marriage, chronic disease, major surgeries, and cycles of abuse, leaving Tiffany feeling alone and unloved. Hungry for healing and a safe space, Tiffany began seeking Jesus through journaling and soon found breadcrumbs of grace leading her down a new path. It was there that she found a rich table set for misfits just like her, a place of nourishment and restoration. Where she was fed lies of worthlessness, God fed her truth that she was his treasured daughter. Where she was told she was a helpless victim, God offered her the cup of his strength. Where she once held an empty future, God gave her hope and a fresh start. Tiffany's new book, Misfit Table, is for anyone who has ever felt out of place or at odds in the world. And you can pick up a copy of this stirring invitation to come home to where you belong. Come and sit, take and eat, and join the battle cry to take God at his word. Available for pre-order right now, wherever you buy books. Now, let's get back to the show.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When we know the truth in our heads, we can spot the lie. But when we believe the truth in our hearts, we can shut it down with confidence. Listen to this. Really listen to this. The opposite of doubt is confidence. I googled the definition of confidence and this is what popped up. The feeling or belief that one can truly rely on someone or something. Firm trust. God is a firm foundation that we can trust in. Not only has he been faithful and true since the beginning of time, but we have a record of that in Scripture, and we can feed ourselves and remind ourselves of this truth. There is an amazing story in Mark 8 where Jesus literally warns the disciples to beware of the leavened bread of the Pharisees and of Herod after realizing that the disciples didn't bring any bread with them into the boat. And then you know what happens? The disciples immediately begin to worry because they had no bread with them. Like, what? They literally, first of all, had the bread of life with them, Jesus Christ. But Jesus asks them two very important questions that have always stuck out to me. I encourage you to go back and read this story, but two things that Jesus brings up. After literally laying out this truth to them, he looks at them and he says, "Do you not remember? And do you not understand?" Man, do you not remember? Do you not understand? If you are unsure if God can give you the strength to face those who persecute you, look at his faithfulness with David against the Philistines. If you are unsure if God can heal your mother who has been sick for several years, look at his faithfulness with the woman with blood. If you are unsure if God will free you from the bondage of sin and addiction that you are in, look at the demon-possessed man who was freed in Jesus' name in an instant. If you are unsure if God will change the heart of the person who is bitter and taking out their anger on others because they do not understand, look at how God worked in the life of Paul. Remember who God is. Understand who God is. Remember what he has done. Understand what he is still capable of. When we begin to doubt God and his abilities, that means that we have begun trusting in ourselves and in our own abilities. And the fact of the matter is that we cannot overcome the world on our own. You can't defeat sin on your own. You cannot conquer this addiction on your own. You cannot have freedom from the past relationships you've been in by your own efforts and by your own strife. No. It is through Jesus Christ alone and our faith in him that we have access to victory. Check out 1 John 5:4 if you don't believe me. Victory is there for us. It is now our birthright because he went to the cross for us and fulfilled it. Now, I'm not condemning you. I'm not condemning you for doubting by no means. You are in good company. And I don't want to heap shame or guilt onto you for doubting. No. I want you to just realize the truth. Look at this. Do you want to know how Satan works? This is what he does. He places a lie in front of you. And then when you take the bait and allow that to fester and shape you, he switches it up on you. And then he begins to condemn you and shame you and guilt trip you and make you think that you can't go to the light and become vulnerable. He makes you think that you have to remain in the dark and work and strive on your own to get out of the bondage that you tripped up in. But know this. When you begin to question, there are two things that you can do. One, you can either allow it to develop into doubt, or two, you can allow it to support your seeking. I'm gonna say that again for the people in the back. You can allow it to develop into doubt, or you can allow it to support your seeking. What do I mean by this? If you have a question, if you have a concern, you can either take that upon yourself and allow it to develop into doubting in the truth of God and the character of God. Let it become a toppling foundation with no security, giving you an untrustworthy worldview and vision of God. Or you can take those questions that you have and you can run to Jesus and seek him first and allow him to speak truth over the areas that you are unsure about, that you show concern for, that you desire discernment over, resulting in a deeper intimacy in knowing God and knowing the truth of his word and the world that he created. You can allow it to fester into doubt, or you can bring it to him. You can seek him, just like Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you can know him. When we seek him, we can know him. He reveals his truth to us. God is not intimidated by your questions, but if you settle into your doubts and you don't bring it to Him, He can't unmask the truth of His character that He longs for you to deeply know and desire. As you grow in knowing Him, you will grow in confidence and assurance in Him, becoming better equipped to fight the enemy and take down the kingdom of darkness one lie at a time with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. If you doubt, don't sit in self-pity. Don't get caught up in the guilt and in the shame that Satan is heaping on you. That's exactly what Satan desires for you, to be separated from the fullness of God. If you have doubt, you need to run to the author of truth. He will clear it up for you. He is a God of peace, of clarity, of truth. He will not withhold that from you because He loves you. He might not reveal every single answer and the entire game plan that He has for you, but you can rest in knowing that the plans He has for you are to prosper you. You can rest in that and have confidence in that whenever Satan tries to trip you up about your future. My friends, have confidence in the truth that you believe in. Declare it with your whole heart. Scream it to the mountaintops. Scream it in the face of Satan, in the face of opposition. Isaiah 26:4 says, "Trust in the Lord forever. The Lord God is an everlasting rock. His word, it's 100% true. It's 100% everlasting. It's 100% unfailing. It's 100% able to rip up the enemy and tear apart his schemes to shreds." Leaving only the truth of God there before you. Satan has to flee in light of the truth. So bring God your questions. Receive truth from Him in order that you might be strengthened in the fight and you no longer have to wrestle with doubt, but you can stand in confidence, in truth, and in faith of who your God is and what His word says, which stands forever. Amen. Woo! That was a word. I really hope that answered your question, Sophia. And to everyone that's listening, I hope that you are encouraged to bring your questions and your doubts before Him so that He can give you a clear vision to see, to know, to remember, to understand, and to have confidence in what is true. He loves you. He doesn't shame you. And no question is too big for Him to answer, so bring it to Him because He wants to answer you and for you to know Him more. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast. Like I mentioned earlier, if you have a question, please submit it to boughtandbeloved@gmail.com. It's all spelled out, A-N-D, boughtandbeloved@gmail.com. And maybe I'll pick yours next time. Also, follow me on Instagram @KirbyIsABoss and Twitter as well. And also, subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Kirby is a Boss. That's literally all my social media. So just look that up, follow me on it, and I'm always active on it. It's a fun time. It's really cool. Be sure to share the podcast with your friends as well. Share it on social media. Share it within your group chats, your church groups, different things like that. Let's get the word out there to people who need it, who are hungry for it. Also, rate the podcast, leave a sweet comment, subscribe, all of that good stuff. And I love you guys. I love you guys so, so much. And until next time, I am Kirby Minnick. And thank you so, so much for tuning in to the Bought and Beloved podcast. See you next time.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit ConvergePodcastNetwork.com. We also thought you might enjoy another Converge Network podcast called The Invitation with Luke Lazon. On The Invitation, Luke talks about the invitations we receive in life and how they can be opportunities to respond to something that will change the trajectory of our lives. Search for The Invitation with Luke Lazon in your favorite podcasting app.